Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Ours is a new love, but it burns very brightly, and it gets hot and sweaty and stanky. There's some stank on that love.
With Andy Dirt Johnson.
You think you're going to find somebody that's going to be like psyched to go to Applebee's with you every Friday night and hear the same football stories about how you rocked in high school?
I did rock in high school football. You want to check tape?
And Brendan Sprague.
You know about the cup sizes and all?
Yeah, different cups.
Yeah, I know about the cup.
You got the A, B, the C, the D. That's the biggest.
I know the D is the biggest. I based my whole life on knowing that the D is the biggest.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope your mornings are off to a great start.
I needed a good pounding today.
Everybody needs a good pounding from time to time.
It's the way we roll.
Is this a live Big Ten baseball tournament, Jason Swigard? Or is this a...
Hooray!
Big Ten baseball tournament started. Catch
yep.
the fever.
Boy, look at all those people there.
There are four people in attendance.
Yep, there you go.
It's Michigan.
Could you walk into that game, or would they honestly try to charge you for this?
Oh, they'll charge
I think
you.
I would laugh at them if you try and charge me for a ticket for this game. As I'm walking in,
I pulled this up on my YouTube TV.
There's nobody here.
Nobody's in there.
I can see the stands. There's eight people there.
Yeah, the game. So they play three games a day, 8 o'clock, noon, and 4 p.m. Pacific time, first pitches.
So what do we say if your team doesn't win this?
It doesn't matter. Conference tournaments are stupid. They shouldn't be played either, anyways. I do got a college football story I want to talk about. Mail sack, by the way, again, coming up here in about 10 minutes. So get your questions in 503-864-6326.
I didn't ruin the relationship.
Did you send him a text? We're all good?
I sent him a text.
Okay.
He said, ha, ha, ha. It's okay. I enjoyed that.
We'll talk about it in therapy.
And we don't. Our therapy's over.
That's true. You canceled therapy.
And canceled therapy.
I don't think you canceled
just
therapy.
Stopped
you know?
The sessions. You don't cancel therapy.
I think you canceled it.
You pause therapy until you need therapy again.
Can I give you a couple of random stats for the NBA that I found interesting, and then I'll get into a college football story that I want to make fun of somebody?
I was going to say, look at you, and then you go, and then I'll get back into football.
I mean, look, you know, it's to continue to give the people what they want, give them the red meat. No, I saw this one, and I don't know if your minds are blown by either of these, but my mind was semi-blown by both of these statistics. The Western Conference Finals begins tonight.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time in 29 years in the Western Conference Finals, 29 years, how old were you 29 years ago? Play that fun game. That the Conference Finals in the West has not featured a team from Texas or California.
I would have been 9.
Can we guess what that Conference Finals was 29 years ago?
Well, so 9 years ago.
No team from Texas, no team from California.
Is that the Blazers Spurs?
Spurs are in Texas.
Oh, that's right. That wouldn't have been.
San Antonio in the state of Texas.
Orlando, 95,
right? They are in the Eastern Conference.
Not in the Western Conference.
Oh, sorry. Say it again. What's the fact?
The first time in 29 years.
Thank you.
The Western Conference Finals has featured a matchup that does not include a team from Texas or California.
Oh, it's the same two franchises. Was that the Sonics? No. No.
Sonics got to the finals in 96.
So let's do the math in our head. What was 29 years ago? Oracle?
1996? 96. So it was the Sonics.
Oh, yeah.
Sonics Jazz.
Final answer?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to look up the 1996 Western
Conference. Well, I thought you had it.
No, I don't have it. I was just
I know the Sonics got to the finals in 96.
Sonics got to the finals in 96.
So it's Sonics.
I'm assuming it was the Jazz.
It was the Utah Jazz versus the Seattle Supersonics.
That
was on to play the Bulls.
Emotional for me watching that conference.
Does that mildly blow your mind? First time in nearly 30 years that a team from California or Texas has not been included?
Yes and no. Like, that's a crazy long time.
Because you got to think the Lakers were great. Yeah. Golden State had been into a ton. San Antonio was in it basically every year forever. Dallas has made
Rockets.
Runs. Rockets
so
have made runs.
When you consider almost half of the conference is from those two states.
Yeah.
Four California teams, three Texas teams.
Mister doesn't know San Antonio's in Texas. Poo-pooing my stat over here. Yeah. How about this one? Let's try this out for see if this one fits a little bit better.
Mister poo-pooing my stat.
This is the first time in NBA history that there will be seven different champions in 7 years. That's not the mind-blowing stat. That's just the cool note that I think we're all fans of. This is the parody era of the NBA. In the previous 70 years leading into this, seven franchises in the league won 77% of the NBA titles.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Seven teams. Now, for a long time, there were only like six or seven teams in the NBA. 70 years is going back a long ways. Right. But
you
over the last 70 years, seven franchises won 77% of the titles.
Yeah, you have to go back to the decade of the 70s. I think there was either seven or eight different teams that won a title in that decade.
Yes, the last time we had a parody era in the league.
Because
in the 80s, it was Lakers or Celtics every year
Lakers,
with a
Celtics
random one mixed in.
Until the Pistons at the end.
90s was the Bulls every year with the Rockets getting a couple.
Yep.
And then, you know, then you went Lakers and Spurs,
so
basically.
Is the anti-parody argument, though, I think people that vote no on that in the NBA would gladly tell you they love that about the NFL. Is the no vote on that, because we had a decent amount of people vote no, that this isn't good, is that just they like the dynasty because they don't watch and follow, so they like being comfortable having familiarity with who the team is?
I think there's something to the
like
NBA.
The Warriors. Yeah. If you don't watch regular season NBA much, you check in once in a blue moon, but you're a football person who dabbles in other stuff, and then you turn on the playoffs and it's the Warriors, you don't really need to have watched.
No, it's the Warriors. It's Steph Curry. They've been around a long time.
Right.
I've seen
them
play.
It's LeBron and the Cavs or the Heat. Like, yeah. I know what that is. I didn't need to follow that to know it. But now you go and you don't watch and it's like, who's in?
Yeah.
The Pacers? Oh. And then, you know, I think people at this point know the names because they've watched some of it. But
sure.
Is that the argument of anti-parody? Because I don't know what the other argument would be of why you wouldn't want new blood, constant rotation of rosters, and just more teams feeling like they've got that shot.
Yeah, as a fan, you know, I can't stand dynasties in any sports. Unless it's my team, that's very selfish of me, obviously. You want your team to win every year, but like the Mahomes-Kansas City thing, I'm just done with. If you tell me they're not in the Super Bowl next year, I'm so pumped. You tell me they're not even in the AFC title game, and I get like a Bills-Ravens AFC title game instead. You know how excited I am as a football fan because of that? Mm. They've been there. I've seen them a ton. Like, I've appreciated the greatness. The greatness has been appreciated by me. Now I'm ready for fresh blood. So I've always been that way as a fan. I wonder if part of it, too, is the way we talk about the NBA is very elementary, if you will. Like, it's always boiled down to legacies, and is this a Jordan or a face of the league? So
it's dumb.
And the only thing that we've known in the modern NBA, basically going back to, as Swag points out, the 70s is the last time we had a decade like this. Starting in the 1980s, it's been nothing but dynasties. That's what the NBA has been for 45 years, essentially.
Yeah.
It was Lakers and Celtics. It was the Bulls. It was the Spurs. It was the Lakers again. It was the Warriors. That's the Miami. Like, that's all we've known is dynasties for 45 years. So when you don't get one, I don't know if we know how to react to it as a fan in the league, because this is such a rare occurrence for them. As I say, it's the first time in the history of the league that we've had seven different champs in seven straight years. It's never happened in the history of the NBA before, and it's guaranteed to happen this year.
Well, but somebody told me the East was weak, and that was the only way LeBron won. How come no team since he left has gotten to back-to-back finals?
What happened there?
I thought it was a weak-ass East.
I mean, you've also had an era in the NBA, too, where, I mean, some of them have been maybe more random than others, but you've had star players win championships largely, right? Like Jokic got a title. Mm-hmm. Giannis got a title. Mm-hmm. You know how I feel
Kawhi
about Tatum.
Kawhi got one in Toronto.
One in Toronto. Like, you've had these star players that have kind of, I don't know, added a nice thing on their mantle for their resume, but they have not been able to translate it into a dynasty. And I don't know how to quantify it. We had somebody, you were doing your Western Conference preview earlier in the show, and a listener texted in and basically was like, yeah, you know, we would care if this was Golden State or LA, but because it's not, I don't really care about the game tonight. Those fans exist. I don't know why. I don't know why it's the dynasty that the only thing that makes
it stand
out to you. Star power.
It's star power. Steph and LeBron carry, at this point especially, they carry such a bigger pull.
But there's always the story arc to a star power that has to start somewhere, right? Like, maybe that is Anthony Edwards. Maybe he is that guy for the next 10 years in the NBA. We don't know how it'll go.
Well, I think that's why some would say they don't want Oklahoma City to win, is because, one, it's Oklahoma City. And two, SGA's in commercials. He'll say a line about you wearing the same suit as him at some Met Gala event in his commercial.
Tell you what a pro wants and what a pro needs.
But you don't know him. And he doesn't make himself readily like known. Like, you know, he wears, you know, extravagant outfits to games, and he's singing songs with Chet Holmgren in phone commercials. That's about all you know.
Yeah.
And Edwards is shirtless on a couch telling you, who do I got to be scared of? I beat LeBron and Luka. Like, he's giving you vintage NBA trash talk that we're used to seeing.
The history of the NBA.
Whereas, like, the star of the other team is, I don't really know.
Quiet.
I actually don't know a whole lot about him. I know he's Canadian. I know his journey. I know about the trade. I
know he's a very good player.
Yeah, but people don't always love the style he plays because it's, you know, in the regular season, it's foul hunting. Yeah, so
I'm trying to get to the line.
I don't know. I can't really answer that. I don't know how to quite pinpoint why people would poo-poo the idea of having new teams as often as we do, or just say straight up, it's not LeBron, it's not Steph, it's not this, I'm not watching.
Yeah. As Harley points out, people question this award-winning program. You guys were nails on that one. Teams in Texas, not from Texas and California.
He was the one that dove into the San Antonio
first
stuff.
Thing Swag says was the Blazers and Spurs.
I just screwed up the West versus in total.
And yeah, you win Orlando and he wins San Antonio.
I went into the Western Conference part. I was looking at some stats, and then he jumps in and he's like, San Antonio.
Well done, gentlemen. Well done.
His is worse than mine, all right? His is worse than mine.
Yeah, his is way worse. Why is Lincoln Riley such a bitch? He doesn't want to play Notre Dame anymore. USC's trying to get out of that game potentially. They say it's not worth it for him. They want to back out of the rivalry game.
You can certainly sit here and say, Sprague, look at you going down with the ship, and I'll sit here and say, yeah, totally get the argument. I don't blame him at all.
Ooh.
I'd cancel all these games.
No more rivalry games?
I'd play zero teams in a non-conference, and I just play my conference schedule. I have no incentive as a coach to play that game. What's my incentive? Ticket sales?
Yeah.
I don't care about
fans
that as a
want
coach.
It. What the fans want? You don't care what the fans want?
Obviously, we don't care what the fans want.
Doesn't matter.
If we care about the fans want, we wouldn't be in the Big Ten in Southern California. We'd be in the Pac-12. So nobody cares what the fans want. I don't care what TV networks want. I want more wins. Give me East Carolina, North Carolina A&T.
Oh, that's a tough opponent right
and
there.
And Montana State.
Yeah.
And if you want to backload one more non-conference game at the back, give me Tallahassee JUCO. And then let's ride in the Big Ten. I want four easy wins guaranteed. I don't blame him at all for this. And it's not his fault even per se. I would say this is what the sport has created.
Yeah, that's definitely trending in this direction. They have played 95 times since 1924. The only times they have not played were 3 years during World War II and the 2020 COVID pandemic. Those are the only times Notre Dame and USC have not played in the last 95 years, or last 100 years, I should say. Pretty wild stuff. They might get out of it. Lincoln Riley doesn't want to play him anymore. Notre Dame fans are pissed. USC fans are like, yeah, we don't want to play you anyways.
Play him in the spring.
Yeah, give me a spring game. That'd be fun. Sounds like USC is trying to pivot this and say, well, maybe we'll play you in the opening game of the season. And so I don't know if that, you know, causes any snafus. It's all very weird, but USC is saying that they might not want to play the game. This is the last year of the deal, by the way. So they're trying to get an extension on the contract to playing them. USC only wants to do a 1-year extension, and Notre Dame wants a 10-year extension. This one, yeah, it would suck.
Devastated by this?
I don't disagree with anything you're saying. We've lost a lot of this stuff in college football. All of your points are valid, and there is an aspect of why would my team go play, you know, Georgia and Atlanta to open a season when there's no benefit to it at all. It just, they got such a cool trophy, the Golden Shillelagh. It's one of the best trophies in all of sports. Notre Dame, USC, it's every year. It's another one.
How do you not know the Golden Shillelagh?
You don't know about the Golden Shillelagh?
Yeah.
You don't have your Golden Shillelagh facts?
No, I'm saying, how don't people not know about it?
You got to know about it. It's a great trophy.
I definitely knew that was the name of it.
Go get yourself a Golden Shillelagh. Lincoln Riley has not won a Golden Shillelagh yet.
Well, maybe he'll play more California-based games in San Antonio.
Well, good. Mail sack time. Get your questions in 503-86. Wait, hold on. What's 864-6326. That is a fan text line. Your questions are welcome. We'll answer them next on the fan.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right. Sack it up. See what we got today.
Mail sack.
Let's go going on in our sacks. Mail sack question. If leagues can find cities that will support the team, should the leagues expand beyond 32, or is 32 the perfect amount? Conversely, are there any leagues that should consider contraction?
What sport?
Are you saying any league? Any league? Any league you want? Pick and choose? Do you want any of the leagues to be more than 32 teams?
I don't. I mean, I think we're eventually probably going to get there just naturally with the growth of the games. I think the NBA could have 34. I think there's enough talent to legitimately have 34. Now, you'll have some bad teams still. That's not going to, whether you expand or don't, you have bad teams in all these leagues. I don't think expansion is what determines what's going to be good and what's going to be bad, per se. I think the NBA could expand. I think baseball should either relocate or retract.
Yeah,
I think baseball should retract.
Yeah. Oakland and or Vegas, whatever, Sacramento A's. Yeah. The A's shouldn't exist, and neither should the Rays.
I mean, I think the problem with that sport is it makes me feel like retraction's the right move, when in reality it's just, you know, having some kind of mandate that owners be somewhat even curious about winning.
Yeah, there's been a lot of articles.
Like, I want the Pirates to be retracted, but I don't, because their owner's just that bad.
Yeah, it's not their fault that they'll...
No, it's a beautiful ballpark, good city. Like, we know that that city will support it if they're good.
Yes.
But my whole life, they basically haven't been good.
It was fun. I was reading an article the other day, because they fired their manager, and we joked about that, because they're off to a terrible start, and they have one of the best players in all of baseball on their team, who is a young phenom, who unfortunately will enter the... You know, Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani Angels era of his baseball career, where we're never going to see him do anything relevant because he plays for a laughing stock of an organization. And the articles were highlighting how much money the Pirates make every year in revenue sharing, and they're one of the highest earning teams in all of Major League Baseball because they don't spend a dime. Mm-hmm. And they got a publicly financed ballpark, and it just, life's good. That should not exist. Baseball has too many of those owners, and they should retract. The other ones, I'm okay with 32. I would just worry about the...
Has hockey got the right amount of teams? I can't speak for hockey.
Yeah, I think they do.
I think so.
I mean, I'm sure that every league could handle it. I would be fearful of the, I don't know if you'd water down the product, but just the water down of talent and adding 30 more, depending on the sport you're talking about. NFL, it's obviously more than that. But in the NHL, you'd add, you know, 50-some guys to NHL spots if you had a couple more teams. Baseball, you're adding a bunch of guys. So it's complicated.
I've been thinking about college football a lot because I've been reading more about it as we get closer and closer and closer. And I think ultimately I land with, I believe, a certain bottom tier of the major conferences and then a certain amount of teams in the group of five to bring back the relevance of the non-playoff game that nobody cares about. I'm sorry. Like, Tony the Tiger and a Pop-Tart being cooked alive are funny. Nobody cares about these games. And you can say, well, the ratings are up, Sprague. Yeah, people are bored and people watch football, but they don't really care.
And they're home at the holidays at that time.
I think my solution would be you take the bottom blank amount of teams in the ACC, the Big Ten, and the SEC, and the Big 12, and you take the top amount of teams in the group of five, whatever that number may be, and you make them play the bowl games, and it's for relegation.
That would be incredible.
Yeah. Or being promoted.
College football screams of...
Boston College, Oregon State in a bowl game to be in the
winners
ACC.
Winners in the ACC next year.
And the loser is in the group of five. Like, that's what we should do.
You against Northwestern, you get a ticket to the Big Ten next year if you win the game.
Yeah, I'm feeling things in my pants now. Now, suddenly, I care about the El Paso Bowl.
Now you're into it. Now you're into the Sun Bowl. Millsack, would you rather be a ref at a third grade girls basketball game that calls every single double dribble and travel, or...
That's a lot of them.
The parent who loudly disagrees with the ref on every call. Either way, everyone in the gym hates you.
Yeah.
The stickler ref or the stickler parent? Who would you rather be?
I'd rather not be
the stickler
ref.
You'd rather be the ref?
And I hate it. First of all, they don't do that in third grade. It's a lot of
use your trap ball. Pass the ball.
If the refs are good, they're talking to the players.
Once in a while, stop it and say, hey, just can't pick the ball up after you dribble and then dribble again.
You know.
I'm the guy when I go to my niece's basketball game counting three in the key.
Oh, God.
That's four, five, six, seven.
How old's your niece?
I'm just kidding. I don't actually do that. But I do internally do it like, hey, been staring at the
parent. I just think the parent side of that is a worse look than the ref. Yeah. The ref's at least trying to, I guess, implement the real rules
there
of the game.
There are rules
at an early age.
To the game. There has to be some order out there.
There's a right and wrong to both of this. Because if you're a parent at the game and a ref is calling every double dribble and travel, like I would probably be like, come on, man.
I would hope the coach would bring
him aside.
That's
like an umpire in third grade baseball who only calls it if it's perfectly in the strike zone. You got to broaden your zone a little bit or we're going to be here all night, okay? We're going to give you a little bit off the corners.
Just don't say thank you very loudly. They might get a technical. Be very careful there.
Mail sack question. This is deep philosophical. What would happen if Pinocchio says my nose will grow?
It wouldn't.
Yeah, if he's telling the truth. My nose would grow?
My nose will grow.
Then that's the truth.
Yeah.
It won't grow.
No.
Final answer.
Is that a? Is there a more complicated answer to that?
I don't know. No. I'm asking you guys. Mail sack question.
Is it a lie to say his nose will grow?
No, it will.
But it only does if he lies.
Correct, but it will.
But if what he's saying is true,
the question
turns into a lie. Because it's not...
Now, one doesn't have anything to do with the other. His nose will grow if he lies.
But if he tells you his nose grows and it
doesn't grow... That's empirical all by itself. Now, whether or not he lies or not...
San Antonio's not in Texas.
Is up to him.
On this one.
Yeah.
I think his nose,
he can control
I think his
it.
Nose still grows. I think
he
his
can
nose
prevent
grows.
His nose from growing, but it will grow.
Can I tell you a stupid thing I got caught on? One of the actors from the show Boy Meets World, they do a podcast on that show, but he sometimes throws random things out. And he basically was asking, is Bingo, what's the name of the, is Bingo the name of the farmer or the dog?
The dog.
B-I-N-G-O.
Let's sing the song real quick.
Bingo was his name-o.
Bingo was his name-o.
Yeah, but if you listen to the words, he names other animals. So it always comes back to, and Bingo was his name-o.
With a moo-moo here and a moo-moo here and a moo-moo there.
So is the farmer's name Bingo?
Let's see.
That's deep, philosophical. Sing it out loud. Don't sing it in your head.
There was a farmer who had a dog.
Who had a dog, and Bingo was his name-o.
B-I-N-G-O.
That was referring to the dog.
Yeah, but then he names other animals. The song keeps going after
I understand
the dog.
That, but the sentence right there is Bingo was the name of the dog. That's the end
no,
of it.
No, it's there was a farmer who had a dog.
Right.
And Bingo was his name-o.
Yes, grammar, the name refers to the dog.
But it starts with there was a farmer.
Right, comma, who had a dog.
Comma, and Bingo was his name. Oh. He also had a cow and a pig.
What was the cow's name?
Little Moo Moo.
What was pig's name?
It can't all be Bingo.
No.
No, that's the rest of the animals don't have anything to do with the sentence.
But it says the same thing. There was a farmer who had a cow, and Bingo was his name-o. Right?
No.
Okay.
I'm just letting you hang out on this one.
It was an interesting thing. I got caught in it.
You
blew my mind.
We're getting deep in this segment. We're answering philosophical questions
here. Did Pinocchio lie or did he not lie?
I think he lied. I think the nose grows.
Where's San Antonio?
Not in Texas. Mail sack question. If new Blazer owners build a new arena, what is a one must-have for you? Mine is ample parking and cheap concession. Good luck with both of those. What is your must-have in the
a
new
district.
Arena? Yeah, that's easy.
Some
for
semblance
me.
Of a
something
district.
To do.
Yep,
something to do around the arena.
Bars, restaurants.
Especially if you're telling me, like, if you're going to build a new arena, you're telling me you're building it outside of the local area. So it's something I'm going to have to travel to.
So I'm assuming parking garage and more parking availability is there.
I mean, I would assume that is the case. But give me, I don't want to just go out for, like, I want to go out early. I want to have a hot dog stand. I want there to be a cool bar.
And then something
the
open late afterwards
after the
when
game.
You're done.
I'm there on a Saturday night. I want to go grab a pop afterwards.
I want to not park off Broadway and worry if my window's been shattered.
It would be nice.
Dare to dream.
Dare to dream.
Dare to dream.
Brandon Sprague has a dream.
Yeah.
San Antonio is in Texas. We got some more mail sack questions. We'll answer them on the other side.
Oh.
We got to empty the sack today. We will do it. Some final thoughts on Minnesota OKC. Game one of the Western Conference Finals is tonight. All of that still to come.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Maybe my favorite text of the day was
some good ones.
Where did this go?
By the way, I'm well aware I started combining songs there. That's, you know, wake up at 4 a.m. What do you want from me?
My God, I left my truck in San Antonio, wasn't a Texas team. I come back in and started in spring saying there was a farmer who had a cow. Yeah, we ended up combining two different lyrics there.
My point still kind of stands.
Old MacDonald and Bingo are two different songs.
But is it the farmer or the dog named Bingo? I think it still stands.
It's still up for debate.
He might be moo-mooing everywhere.
This is what we do. We embrace debate on this show. That's a debate that I'm willing to embrace.
Stephen A. might be debating the GOAT right now about SGA and Ann Edwards.
Yes.
We're debating, was Bingo the dog or the farmer? It's a valid question.
See what else we got here. Mail sack question. Sprague, when you were stalking Ken Barkley, what number would have made you go, wow, his picks must be paying off, and mine are obviously not?
Are you serious? You know what? I like money. You know what? I don't like jokes.
So he's got a nice abode, but if that house would have been in the 800 plus thousand range,
is that with 800 is the number would make you go, whoa, Ken,
dude,
large.
If I see a house listing for $800,000 and you're telling me you can afford it,
you bought that house,
you're doing something that I'm clearly never going to do in my life.
You're clearly better at this than I am.
Lived in a nice neighborhood in Connecticut. Also, their houses weren't as expensive as I was expecting.
Nah, that's the way it goes in a lot of places, man. That's the dream, is to live in a place like this and then retire in a place where it's a little bit cheaper and you can buy like a 3,000 square foot house for $325,000.
By the way, the ref story, Buckley texted and said a buddy of mine was reffing, got sick of a dad yelling 3 seconds, so he started calling the violation on the team the dad was rooting for and then started getting theatrical about it. Turned out he called it on the dad's daughter.
Ooh.
And the dad was so mad that he shoved his buddy,
Jesus,
pinned him on the scorer's table and screamed, "You think it's funny now?" This was third or fourth grade girls' basketball.
What is the matter with people, man?
Go to a tournament.
What is the matter?
I cannot describe
How do you get to that place in life?
Because everybody goes to these tournaments. I think most people,
dude,
and they think their kid is going to Division I or playing in the
professional third grade,
league.
Dude, it's one thing to be like your kid's a varsity player in high school and they get hosed on a bad call and that's an umpire who's been doing it for a long time or whatever, an NBA or not NBA, but you get what I'm pointing at. Basketball official, like third grade? Third grade?
Crazy. It's
third
nuts.
Grade?
Yeah.
I've seen my niece play
I've seen
third
the
grade
families,
basketball.
Though, this is what the families do. This is what their life consists of outside of work, whatever they do to generate income to pay for it. And they're just wrapped up in it.
A lot of people are spending, travel
your
teams
kids
are $20,000
a
year.
Yeah.
You want your kids to be successful. You want them to have fun. Like, I get all of that, like the drive of wanting your kids to play sports, but to take it that seriously, man.
Well,
the
problem is it actually.
You won't remember any of this.
I think it turns into the parents then projecting their past athletic failures into what they hope or think their kids should be doing.
That was 6'2", I would have gone D1. Mail sack question, concerning dynasty teams, do you think there comes a cutoff of back-to-back winners where people get tired of the same winners, or does the ego of the star player eventually turn people off or turn people against the star player? Is it the team or the star player that people get tired of with dynasties?
I think it's the team.
More than the star?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's more hated, LeBron or the Chiefs?
LeBron. I hate the Chiefs more, but
I
LeBron.
I think the Chiefs.
You think the Chiefs are hated more than LeBron James?
I think the Chiefs are starting to get the backlash.
Have you seen the glow-up of Mahomes' wife, by the way?
The glow-up?
What?
Just do a quick Twitter search of Mahomes' wife.
Why am I searching his wife?
She spent a lot of money.
Oh.
A lot of money.
Okay.
Be safe in a car accident.
So you think LeBron plays in a Game 7 in the Western Conference second round and shoots 9 times and scores 20 points and gets blown out? You just think we're just no big deal?
Well, I'm not saying that.
You think the Chiefs are more hated than LeBron James?
Yes.
That's wild.
Yeah, I think I disagree. Yeah, I disagree with that. I hate the Chiefs more than I hate LeBron James.
I think he's the most hated thing in sports.
He has been for quite some time. It's a chosen one, man.
You got the other side of that. It's like, hey, he could do no wrong. But you got the other side. It's like, loudly.
No matter what that guy does,
it does
I hate
not matter.
His
it's
guts.
Not good enough. It's not clutch enough.
Yeah. Mail sack question. In your opinion, what's a must-have type friend? Something you'll never do, but have a friend that does it or has a hookup? Examples: a car guy, a jerky guy, or a beer guy.
A repair guy.
Car guy.
Car guy.
Can I change it to car guy to repair guy? My car's newer. I'm on a lease, so nobody's touching the car except the dealership.
No. Yeah, repair. I mean, no, he's just saying those are examples.
Yeah,
like
you can choose whatever kind,
like a boat. You got a friend who's got a boat. Is that important to you?
Boat's good.
Boat friend's good.
Boat's good.
I had a buddy with a boat, and then he got rid of the boat.
This is being phrased as if you're only friends for this reason.
Well, no, it's just a nice perk of the friendship.
Because I have a friend that I genuinely think is a friend, but also he can literally fix anything.
That's a good friend to have right there.
And so we both do favors for each other.
Handyman friend is solid. What favors do you do for him?
I watch his kids every day after school.
Well,
I feed him.
Yeah, that's solid right there.
I'm literally like
you're putting
the
in the work here
to
pay off for all the fixes that you're going
to
do.
Yeah, some days I don't really need to do much. They're kids. They're just playing for an hour and a half till the mom picks them up, but
kind of hanging out for a while.
Yeah, it's a scratch my back, you know, scratch your back type of deal. I did have a friend that offered me to go shooting. He was like, "Hey, do you own a gun?" And I said, "I don't own a gun. Don't give me a gun rack." It's a Wayne World's joke.
Yes, it is.
But I said no, and he said, "Yeah, that's what I thought." And I was like, well, what does that mean?
Yeah, now I'm going to go shoot guns because you didn't think I wanted to go shoot guns.
Is this indoor with like Glocks or is this outdoor like clay traps with a big old shotgun?
I don't know. Pew pew. I don't know. He looks like somebody that goes to like the woods and shoots pop cans and feels good about calling himself a patriot. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. You didn't really specify, but I said no. And he said, I didn't think you were. Which kind of left me a little offended. And he goes, well, I was going to ask if you wanted to go shooting with me and some buddies. And I was like, I don't want to make new friends.
You're good on your friend allotment.
Even
I don't
if I owned guns, I wouldn't do that. I'm not interested.
Yeah, I'm down to go shooting, but I understand.
Do you own a gun?
I do not own a gun. Don't invade my house.
Usually
please.
I get
let
the...
Let alone many guns.
No, let alone many. No, I don't own one, let alone a plethora of guns.
Well, but I had somebody once respond
I'm down
with,
to go shooting. Like, if somebody wants to go, you know, shoot some targets, I'd be down for that.
I've never shot a gun.
Yeah, that's why I want to try.
Have you?
No.
I've shot a BB gun. Does that count?
I don't think that counts. I think gun guy's going to make fun of you for that.
Really?
I think gun guy will laugh.
You
that.
Don't need to make fun of me. I'm
that's
asking.
Like, that's like a golf guy being like, I have a hole in one. Well, where'd you get it? Well, I got it on a putt putt course. It's hole in one.
Or children's course. Where was your hole in one? How old were you? I'm just saying, the people that are like, hey, why don't you own a gun? What happens if you get breaking? I go, I'll be behind a wall that I know they don't know about, and I'm hitting them in the face with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Tell me how your gun works then.
You got a baseball bat in your bedroom?
I have a baseball bat that if it hit you in the face, you might die.
Yeah. Right next to the bed?
Think Walking Dead.
Ready to go? Put some nails in that thing? That's your weapon of choice.
Dude, that thing is doing damage.
Oh, the homemade mace?
No. Yeah.
That's that question. Do you think the WNBA team will fill the Moda, or should they pull the curtains down and focus on selling out the lower bowl?
That's a great question. I don't know. I don't know if they get 20,000 strong. I think Caitlin Clark comes here. It's for
Caitlin
sure going to fill
Clark comes. I think the question is, what does that first roster look like? If they can get Sabrina Ionescu to be that anchor
Sabrina
of the
comes,
first team,
if
then
Paige comes.
I think they'll be able to put 15,000 in there on a given night.
Agree.
I agree.
What's so funny?
Nothing. Nothing at all. I'm not going to comment on that. There you go. There's your mail sack every Tuesday.
The attendance?
No, I'll tell you in the break. I can't say it on the air. We got in trouble for that one last week, and I don't want to say that over the air again.
Did I? I don't know what I said.
You didn't say anything. Don't worry about it.
Is it a gun reference or a baseball bat?
No, neither. So somebody said, let's just say the Chiefs added two weapons this offseason. They did. The Chiefs did add two weapons this offseason. in terms of the friend one, it's a great question now that I think about it.
Yeah, who's your friend?
Handyman's
number
one.
Handyman friend.
Handyman is definitely number one.
Yeah.
Because I know nothing and I can do nothing. So having somebody that can fix things like, hey, this broke, can you come help me
or
out?
Or they
with
always
this?
Have the tool. Like,
or
if
you
need
tool,
a specific tool.
You got like a skill saw or something. I don't know. Crap. Like, you can come help me out here, right? Handyman, just like generality, is number one for me. Number two, and I don't have this, like having a buddy with a nice country club membership at a place that I could go play a couple times a year would be number two perk for me.
But you don't get to golf.
Well, if I got buddy invited me to country club, I could be like, hey, baby, got me on. I got to go, you know, we got to go play golf. I got an invite, you know. I play a handful of rounds every year. And if I got a buddy at a nice place that I'd want to go play a ton, that would be that would be the place that I would want to go play.
Okay.
Third place, I don't, like car stuff, whatever. I don't mind going in and getting my car taken care of. That's not a huge deal for me. I might go boat guy.
See, I think you get a car guy without being friends. I had a car guy.
Yeah.
We literally weren't friends. It was through a hookup, but he wanted extra money, and I needed car work. It was a great relationship.
Yeah.
Text him every 6 months.
Hey, I need something here. Can you change my oil?
And he literally tomorrow,
sure, I got
meet you.
You.
Great, you cool.
Right. Take care of it.
We're good.
Somebody said a fishing buddy that has all the gear and knows all the spots. That's a good buddy. If you're into fishing, I could see that.
That is a sneaky good one.
Hey, this is a great river. It's a great lake. Go fish here.
I mean, tickets. Ticket
guy's good, yeah.
For hookups at concerts or sports venues.
Ticket buddy's good.
That's a pretty good one to have.
It's pretty solid right there. Let's wrap it up. Hey, you know, the conference finals tips off tonight. Are you excited? Huh? Minnesota, OKC.
Hopefully it's a good one.
Final thoughts, previews. By the way, who are you rooting for to win the NBA finals? I got a poll question up on that, and I will answer that one next. Close it up on the fam. All right, welcome back in. 8:47. Finish line is on the horizon for us. We'll see if we can get there. Western Conference Finals tips off tonight. Before we get to that, I will ask the question, who are we rooting for to win the NBA Finals? And is it an easy answer for you? You can tell me this. You can sell me the different storylines for that. You know, it'd be fun to see this or fun to see that. You got to have one rooting interest. Of the four teams remaining, who do we want to see win it the most?
I'm afraid that my friends who are Knicks fans watching the Knicks win, they're already insufferable.
I mean, they were throwing stuff at Brian Windhorst walking out of the arena after game six, was it?
Oh, we have that audio. We'll play it tomorrow.
Yeah.
They're also throwing trash bags at Pacer fans in
that
New York.
That Pacer fan, the McAfee show, found him, brought him on yesterday, and they're flying him out to Indiana for the conference
Halliburton
finals.
Is.
Halliburton is.
Not
yeah.
the McAfee show. Halliburton. I'm going to say the Wolves.
Wolves?
Yeah, I can't, in good conscience, root for the Zombie Sonics to hoist one.
No. They're easily last place for everybody, right?
Yeah, even though I think they're the most talented team.
Sure.
I'm actually rooting for them. They're the most fun
basketball.
You want
the Thunder to run,
yeah, they're
man.
The most fun basketball team to watch.
Disagree. How are they more fun than the Knicks?
Oh, the Knicks at times are not fun to watch.
Six guys working their ass off playing 40-plus minutes and
grinding on both ends
I'm
of the floor.
I'm not saying I don't appreciate the effort, but sometimes it's monotonous.
Yeah, I'm going to go Wolves 1, Knicks 2, Pacers 3.
I think it's my order, too.
Thunder, not ranked.
T-Wolves running away with it. 38% of our audience rooting for Minnesota to win the finals.
I just seeing Minnesota win anything.
The Timberwolves, dude.
And the Timberwolves have barely gotten to the conference finals prior to Ann Edwards.
Yes.
And here they are in back-to-back ones. Him winning would just be electric, I think, for the league.
Knicks are in second, about 30, just shy of 30%. Then the Pacers are 22%, all the way down to only 10% of people rooting for the Thunder.
I'm just afraid we're going to end up getting Pacers-Thunder in the sense of...
Yeah, I don't want that finals
I'll
matchup.
Watch it.
I will, too.
But I think the Thunder win that in five.
I don't want that. Please, no.
And Edwards in the Garden is just...
It's way better.
Wow.
It's way better,
magical
man.
Stuff.
Let's see what else we got here on the old poll questions for today. Scrolling.
Did you see the Cincinnati story?
No, what's going on in Cincinnati?
Shamar Stewart will not be working out.
Oh, he still hasn't signed his contract
because they still can't reach agreements on contracts. Yeah. Trey Hendrickson, Cincinnati contract stuff forever.
Why don't we pay our first round draft pick? Huh? Let's get that thing figured out immediately. Saying I'm not going to show up.
By the way, pull question up to get ahead of you.
Yeah.
What do sports fans hate more, LeBron James or the Chiefs? It's very early. It's LeBron by 70-28.
Okay, he's blowing out the Chiefs early on.
Yeah.
We did our Brittany Holmes research in the commercial break there. How should the NFL seed their playoffs? Best to worst record, or win your division and get home field advantage?
Where's this at right
Slight
now?
Edge, best to worst record, 56% to 44%. So a slight edge saying best, you know, go of the new format that they want to do, not the old format.
I still think Kostos played both sides.
Perfectly.
I think he answered more your side because
he's
he
not wrong.
He's going to pass.
That's a good argument.
It's
in
a
week
great
18,
argument.
Because week 18 sucked last year.
Agree.
And we talked about it in the aftermath of that week, if there was like three games that have interest. And if you tied in the fact that, all right, we already clinched our division, but this team is maybe one win ahead of us. We still got to play to try and chase them down, or now we can't sit everybody. It definitely makes Week 18 more interesting. So those are your poll questions. You can go vote at Sprague on Twitter. Conference Finals begins tonight in the NHL. Blue Line Brandon, who do we like? I know you're glued to it, and you'll be watching every second. Carolina is hosting the defending Stanley Cup champion, Florida Panthers.
I think the Ice
You
Cats,
knew that. I mean, you obviously knew that.
I did.
Actually, game one on TNT, 5 o'clock puck drop.
I think we're going to get an Ice Cats and Stars Stanley Cup, and I think the Ice Cats are going to repeat.
Dallas, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because of Bobrovsky?
I just think their depth.
Yeah.
They added Marchand. He's played really well in the playoffs for them.
They did.
They've thrown little wrinkles in here or there. Their goaltender's experienced. if you watch, I don't think it's just that they beat Toronto, who's lost seven straight game sevens.
They just can't.
I mean, that's so devastating.
It's heartbreaking.
I just, they have a toughness to them. Ooh. And they got that pedigree.
They got that it factor. Yeah. Is that what you're telling me? That it factor, that veteran leadership, they got that on their team?
Hey.
Which former Winterhawk are you rooting for?
Seth Jones, who started off game seven with a bang.
He did start it off with a bang. Well, Seth Jarvis also had a big goal in Washington in the clincher.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Rooting for Jones.
Well, Papu and Seth Jarvis.
He's been more my avenue since we've been doing a show together. That's the true. Popeye Jones connection.
Yeah, Popeye Jones.
His career's been a little interesting. Not quite what we thought, but
bounced around a handful of teams.
Good journeyman, good role guy. He's had some success with Florida. I think the Ice Cats are going to repeat.
Over in the NBA, Minnesota and OKC tonight. Western Conference Finals begins. I have planted my flag. I have gambled on Minnesota to win the series, and I have gambled on Minnesota on the money line tonight. I don't want those damn points.
I think I'm
gambling Minnesota
you.
Money line. That's fair. I mean, you're smart.
I'm not smart. I've had an awful gambling experience in the playoffs. I don't know. I think I'm going to zag a little bit. It feels like a lot of people are zigging in on Minnesota. I think I'm going to go the oppo way. Oklahoma City. Minnesota's got turnover problems. And if their role guys are not hitting, it just feels like, okay, it's Ant Edwards by himself.
Will OKC's role guys hit tonight?
Yes.
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 I think that game seven was massive, unfortunately. I'm afraid that this series won't be as long as I want it to be.
Interesting. You did that to the Thunder in the last round.
I did do that to the Thunder in the last round.
You've not learned your lesson. You're doubling down, double dipping the chip.
I also think we learned from the start of the conference semifinals that teams that had more than a couple of days rest, there was a rust factor.
That definitely
in that
is
first
true.
Game.
A week long round. Is that's a long break.
Nearly a week. Minnesota capped off their win over Golden State last Wednesday, so nearly a week off for them.
I want Minnesota, New York in the finals. It's what I want. I'm going to predict New York in seven, and I'm going to take Oklahoma City in six.
Who's got home court in the East?
New York.
New York does.
Yeah.
But Indiana
game
beat
seven
last
at the Garden
year.
Will
game
be
seven
fascinating.
At the Garden
Indiana
will be
beat them last year.
Wild.
I just hope it's entertaining, man. We've had good series. The NBA playoffs have been fascinating to watch. Kind of like, ooh, I didn't see that coming moments throughout. The only thing we're missing is a great game seven. I hope these series live up to the hype, man. I'm excited for it.
Blue Line Brandon gave you thoughts. We didn't get your thoughts. What's the hockey predictions?
I think Carolina takes care of business tonight.
The Ice Cats get ruined, huh?
Well, it's just
not
game
ruined.
One.
They've had a. I mean, just game one. I will gamble on Carolina tonight. I think they win the series too. I'm getting the vibe. This is their year. I have a futures ticket on Edmonton, so I'm very biased, and I will take Edmonton to win the West, which will begin tomorrow.
Connor McJesus back in the cup.
Connor McJesus, man, he's got another chance to bring a cup home. That will do it for us, folks. If you missed any of the show, you can go check the podcast 1080thefan.com at Dirt and Sprague and at 1080thefan on Twitter. Thanks so much for being a part of our Wednesday.
We've got Sam Monson tomorrow, by the way, to talk
Sam Monson.
All things NFL for the Daily Ticker.
We'll talk to him at 7:30 tomorrow. We had Nick Costos on, a diehard Knicks fan, who also shamed one of us for looking up houses. So you can go check that as well. We'll tweet it out as soon as we're done. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. Like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. That will do it for us. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next, listening to 1080 The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series. where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.